You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can taste life.
You are now tuning in to Zion the Archangel, The Revolution, Your Addiction, Aviana, Miss Niecy, JJ, and your girl, the plus size Boosa Joya.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn it on your radio. Your radio. Your radio.
This is WATB 1420 AM, YULradio.com. I'm your host for this evening, Zion the Archangel Radio. I'm joined by JJ.
What's up, what's up?
And the first lady of YUL Radio, the plus size Boosa Joya.
Yes, yes, in the building. Yes.
I got some breaking sports news right here.
What is it?
Tell us what it is.
Is reported that if Lamar Odom cleans his act up, passes physicals, the Lakers have a contract for him. It's reported.
That's
not 100 yet. It's not 100, but that's a right direction move right
that
there.
That would keep him clean, don't you think? Because apparently Chloe can't.
It'd keep me clean, daggum right.
Right?
I'd quit everything to give a play for the Los Angeles Lakers. We got some news on the Kardashians out there.
Yeah, so what's going on with them?
So did you guys know that Kris Jenner's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're separated now, right?
They're separated.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
So,
yeah.
Obviously, well, you would think that Kardashian side of the family's got more money.
Yeah.
That's where you're wrong.
What?
Jenner's is a $100 million man from the Wheaties box.
Wow.
That's right.
Hey, we got a clip of that?
We do got a clip of that.
Yeah, let's go to that clip right quick.
According to the website Celebrity Net Worth, Bruce surpasses the Kardashian matriarch with a net worth of $100 million. OKMagazine.com's Lauren Brown, who edited a series on the Kardashians' worth, doesn't find this surprising.
Bruce has been a really smart businessman since the very beginning, talking about back to when he was in the Olympics in the 70s. And then he just was really smart about investing his money.
A stud indeed at the 1976 Olympics. It was his gold medal decathlon performance that led to this famous Wheaties box and tons of other post-Olympic endorsements, including Coca-Cola, IBM computers, and his own video game. He also has a successful aviation company, Bruce Jenner Aviation, which specializes in purchasing and reselling aircrafts. And he's paid $40,000 for motivational speeches throughout the country. Chris tells Us Weekly that, quote, "We are not fighting over money." And that's probably a good thing for her, since she is surprisingly worth significantly less than Bruce, with a reported net worth of $30 million. The sisters, Kim, pulls in the most, it seems, with a worth of $40 million. Kourtney far behind with 12, and Khloe with 11. Teens Kendall and Kylie each have banked $2 million, while brother Rob clocks in at $2.75 million. Each makes a different amount for their E! Show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim earning the most at $80,000 an episode.
Kim can get up to, you know, tens of thousands of dollars just for tweeting for a company.
Man, that's crazy.
That's crazy, isn't it?
For real. $30 million?
It's like, ish. $100 million versus like $30 million. It's like $70 million or something, like whatever.
So then their contract from the reality show, that's split amongst all the kids then. That's because I know they were saying that the Kardashians were the highest paid, you know, reality stars or whatnot. Yeah. Coming out the $40 million contract, but that's split amongst all of them. It's not just paid to, okay, I heard that.
Exactly.
There's a lot of money out there.
A lot of money.
It is. That's good, though.
That's
you
good.
Don't have to. I think it's good because you wouldn't even. You can't look at Bruce and just tell that he has that much money. You know what I'm saying? And then just looking at Chris and Kim and all of them and how they are, you know, how materialistic they are. And you know what I'm saying? You just would have never known. But I'm really proud of Bruce.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's tight.
Because with his wife, Chris, she you can tell she's all about her money.
Oh, so yeah.
She's all about her money.
YULradio.com, we got a great show for y'all lined up today. We got Africa Miranda, and life coach Alexis Lior on today. Man. Heck of a show, heck of a show. So y'all stay locked in, tune in.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? I got one more alert, though. You like peppermint?
Yeah.
You eat peppermint?
Yeah, peppermint.
You like peppermint?
No, not really. I can't eat like peppermint ice cream. Like, you know, peppermint flavored.
I enjoy a mint.
Okay. Unless it's a mint. That's the only, like a little, you know what I mean? The little mints that you get.
Yeah.
You know, but peppermint ice cream and stuff like
that. Are you talking about the peppermint leaf itself?
No, peppermint like stick candy.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah,
you love it?
I wouldn't say that.
Did you know they make peppermint from beaver ass?
Really?
I kid you not.
That is hilarious.
Beaver's what?
Ass.
Mmm.
They take the anal glands of the beaver, they ground it up, turn it into a syrup, and form the peppermint. So, my friend, you have been eating ass.
Woo!
That's nasty. You see how he put that to you, though?
I don't even...
Why did he get at you like that?
Man, how does that make your breath smell good?
Where's your comeback at for him telling you that you was eating ass?
I don't have a comeback. What am I supposed to say to that?
That's what I'm saying.
Who do I say to that?
You like, yes. And not only that, you like, yeah, I love it.
I love it. Man, I knew something crazy. I knew something was crazy was coming around the corner when they said, oh, you love it. Well, check this out.
Look how he got you. He trapped you.
He trapped me.
You love eating ass.
And basically, that's what I just said. Oh, man. Let's get up on out of here.
WATB 1420 AM, whyuradio.com.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aviana, your hostess with the mostest, bringing you all of the industry's addictions and fixes. Yeah. What's up, you guys? It's your girl Aviana with your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes. So, Mrs. Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, everybody knows them. They just announced they're getting a divorce. Y'all, I could have wrecked my damn car when I heard this. I'm like, oh my God. So officially, if you've been watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they've been separated for a year, but they really didn't make it like a separation. They made it seem like Bruce needed some space, so he has his man cave. But think about it, we should have picked up on that clue. Who the hell has a man cave in Malibu? Your wife and kids live out in Calabasas, California. You know, and he's been doing this back and forth for a year, talking about, oh, it's just his man cave. No, that's his actual house, you guys. They have been separated. But now here we are a year later, and they're just announcing their divorce. So Kris Jenner was like, you know, it's no confrontation. They're totally okay. I mean, Bruce will always be her friend, she said at the end. They still have a family to raise and he'll still be around. But as far as couple, and she said being with him like that, quote unquote, is no longer. So wow, like... who's going to be on the Kardashian Christmas card this year, right? We're going to have to scratch out Lamar Odom. Then we're going to have to put an X through Bruce Jenner, add in Kanye, add in Baby North. Oh my God, it's just too much. I don't have a fix for this one, you guys. But I am really sad about the situation. I'm so sorry for the Kardashian family for this time that they're going through. I know the girls and everybody loves Bruce, but he'll still be around for you. Like I said, if you have anything else or want to know any more about me or my segments, follow me at any social media at Addicted the Number 2 and Avi, A-H-V-I. Addicted the Number 2, Avi, A-H-V-I. This is your girl, Aviana, with your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes.
This is Sarah Lowe, and I'm hanging out with Zion the Archangel on YULradio.com. He's definitely keeping the ladies happy.
Training to get the gold. That's why your body's crazy, but you can't run yourself. That's where it's difficult.
Girl, I can see in your eyes that there's something inside that made you evolve. Where did you go? Cause it just ain't fair. Over here thinking about this to say, don't know why it gets to me.
It looks like mama, I've yet hurt, won't lie, still can't see. Think I saw you with another guy. Where if I knocked down when I got over you? Can't find no more, you knock me out. What am I supposed to do?
I don't understand it, tell me how could you be so low? Been swinging after the bell and after all of the whistle blows.
Sex is amazing, but nobody wins if somebody's heart is slow. Cause when I see you move like you got something inside that made you leave cold. Where did you go? It just ain't fair. Over here thinking about the shit to do, don't know what I got to lose. Looks like mama, I've yet hurt, won't lie, still can't see. Think I saw you with another guy. Where if I knocked down when I got over you? Can't find no more, you knock me out. What am I supposed to do? Don't understand it, tell me how could you be so low? You've been swinging after the bell and after all of the whistle blow.
YULradio.com.
Yeah.
Love the luscious din. Speak your mind in the luscious din. Free your heart in the luscious din. Perform in the luscious din. Be you in the luscious din. And most of all, listen to the luscious din. It's just the fix that you need.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Luscious Den on WATB 1420, YULradio.com. It is the infamous Luscious Lonnie, baby. And the White House, seemingly at war, finally had a break in silence. Brought key congressional members together to start having a conversation discussing a possible deal. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan floated a six-week debt limit increase with a long-term increase in mind, of course, obviously. But there is some constructive conversation happening, and they still have plenty to iron out. Now, are the Republicans backed into a corner? Are congressional Democrats ready to effectively stand for their choices? And will Obamacare face possible defunding? Now, has the Tea Party gone too far? I don't know. Now, it seems to me that Obama, it doesn't even seem, Obama definitely is like the Iron Man. And he really doesn't seem like he's budging, and he doesn't seem like a man who's going to take lightly to threats. So he's not going to make concessions in exchange for a governmental reopen. I feel like he's going to stand his ground. So Democrats, you must stand your ground. Don't start doing the end zone dance until you're ready to run the ball. So have your plan in action when you discuss it with these Republicans so we can get this government back open and our Americans with affordable health care. Now for more information on this, please check your local listings and local news stations, or you can simply go on Twitter, hashtag GOP government shutdown, and let's talk about it. Thank you for lending me your ear and your time. No texting and driving, no drinking and driving. Be safe and catch me next time in the luscious den. WATB1420YUL Radio.com. It's luscious, baby.
What's up? It's your girl, Ashanti, and you are tuned into the morning show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love the morning show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
Hi, this is Hanan, and I am listening to YULradio.com, Zion the Archangel, and he's always keeping the ladies happy.
If I do, damned if I don't. You know I got a girl back home. You got a man, what you want? What you want? What these bitches want from a nigga? What's a DMX you? I know the mothers are getting love tricking. Also BMX you, but not me. Now I'm sure you done heard about me. A black star, most deaf quality. Good soul and bad hoe. Try me, they try me. This is Martin Luther King in the club, getting dubs. With a bet, tennis in his hand, and she down for whatever. In the back of his mind is Coretta, and she knows, and I know she knows, and I know she knows, and deep down she knows, and I know she knows, and I know she knows. Well, alright. Damned if I do, damned if I don't. I'm passing up on bad hopes. Trying to be the man that she want. What she want, what she want from a nigga. They put a ring on it. Got a bitch on my dick right now, but she just wanna sing on it, huh? Got me up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. I be up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Dance on vibe with my pants on fire, cause I told her I was sleeping. I creep with this pretty young thing that I told, that she could be doing the same thing, I suppose. And she knows, and I know she knows, and I know she knows, and deep down she knows, and I know she knows, and I know she knows. Well, alright. Say turn up, say turn up. Only bad thing by the start is they burn up. Say turn up, say turn up. Only bad thing by the start is they burn up. Rest in peace to Aaliyah. Rest in peace to Left Eye. Left Eye. Michael Jackson, I see ya. Just as soon as I die, I die. Got me up so high, tryna get a piece of that apple pie. I be up so high, tryna get a piece of that apple pie. Got me up so high, tryna get a piece of that apple pie. I'll be up so high, trying to get a piece of that apple pie. All right. Oh, I.
are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
It's the final countdown. All right, all right, all right. Yeah!
What's up, YULRadio.com listeners? This is your boy JJ here. We're running down the sports on the Fan Zone today. Anything news, anything sports talk, we got you covered from the fans' perspective. I don't want that ESPN stuff. I want the fans' perspective coming at you like it is. So here we go. What's up, YULRadio.com? It's your boy JJ, and you're now stepping into the Fan Zone. And on today's show, I got a little bit about Atlanta sports. The Dream got caught dreaming as they were swept away 3-0 in the WNBA Finals. But on the bright side of things, the hometown hero, Maya Moore, Team Jordan, had a great Game 3, 23 points. She actually was the Finals MVP.
Okay.
And she graduated from our own Collins Hill High School right here in Georgia. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, that's a good thing. But yeah, I was really hoping the Dream were going to go out there and have a showing. They've been there 3 out of the past 4 years. They've been swept in the finals. So,
wow.
I was hoping they'd get us a championship. We'd have a parade out here and we could all just go to the parade and have a good time because my Falcons and Braves are just not cutting it right now. The Falcons have, as you know, are 1-4 heading into a bye week, not looking real good. And the Braves, the Braves.
It's okay.
Lost 3-1 to the Los Angeles Dodgers. So our season's done. Had a lot of injuries. Freddy Gonzalez, I don't know. He a lot of people are scrutinizing him. You know what, Freddy? Your team was beat up. You got 96 wins. I appreciate your effort this year. Let's get him next year.
Right.
YULRadio.com, that's what I got today. Atlanta sports, there's always next year. All right, you guys have a good one. I'm JJ. I'm out.
Zion.
The Archangel.
Radio.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Welcome to my chain.
It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leach. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
WATB 1420 AM and YULRadio.com. We have a special guest today. In the house, we have a triple threat. She's an actress, singer, model. This woman is turning heads in Atlanta. Co-creator of the live concept show, The Lipstick Junkies, and the face of several international hair campaigns. Her sultry voice and lovely locks put her front and center in Atlanta's entertainment industry. She is also the creator of Hairnista Chronicles, a tongue-in-cheek hair blog dedicated to having a fabulous head of hair. She is the breakout star of Bravo's new docudrama, The New Atlanta. She's been referred to as a little bit Diana Ross, a little bit Audrey Hepburn. While you are listeners, welcome to the studio, Miss Africa Miranda.
Yes. Hey, now that's an intro.
We like to keep along here.
Right, especially Zion.
Nothing short about this show.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
How are you today, sweetie?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
We are great. Happy to have you.
Doing well myself.
Thank you.
So how did you come to land a role in the New Atlanta?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's like, it sounds so cliche, but it's like one of those things that kind of fall in your lap. I knew somebody that knew somebody.
Right.
That knew the right person, and, you know, my name came up. And I met with, you know, the producers, and it just seemed like a good fit for, you know, for me to tell my story right now.
Okay, that's what's up.
So you have teamed up on the show with Vaughn as your music mentor slash manager. When, where can we hear music?
Well, not manager. I want to say, I have, my manager might be like, wait a minute, I thought I was her manager. I do have management. But definitely, the mentor and, like, creative, like, guidance, definitely, definitely.
So when and where can we hear music you've been working on?
Well, actually, you know, part of, you know, in that wonderful intro that you did, you talked a little, you know, mentioned the Lipstick Junkies. And actually, right now, that's musically where my focus is, because it's a live concept show. So it's a mixture of, you know, theater. It's really, like, almost like an off-Broadway musical, but with a touch of, like, Vegas and vaudeville. So in this show, we're doing original music and also covers. So that's where, you know, I'm singing and writing, and where all of my creative energies are going right now.
So what's next? You played a small role in the movie What to Expect When You're Expecting, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Starring Chris Rock.
And yes.
I actually was an extra.
Yeah.
I was an extra in that movie. We have worked together, Africa.
I'm like, are you Ethiopian? Because everyone on set with me that day.
No. I was actually just a paramedic. I was in a lot of hospital scenes with. I can't even remember her name right now.
Was it Cameron Diaz? I think she had a lot of.
Yeah,
stuff,
Cameron Diaz. I was in the was the spinoff of. Like Celebrity Dance, and you know, we had the dance.
Oh, right, right, right.
And then I was a crowd member. Woo! You see my face?
Hey.
Oh yeah, it was fun. So yeah, you played What to Expect When You're Expecting. Is there anything mm-hmm. we should expect soon from you in movie role?
Well, I'm all film roles, not right now. I mean, my focus really has been, you know, I've been working on the New Atlanta, so that's gonna be where you're seeing me every week. But I'm still modeling. I have an ad campaign that just launched for a company called Drake Foods, and I'm on billboards and like buses and stuff all over, actually New York and Boston and Philly and a bunch of cities in the Northeast. So that's out now. I'm still the face of hair campaigns for Cream of Nature and Curls Unleashed. So I still have commercials running for that and ads. So I'm always still auditioning. Like, I'm still very much, you know, I'm on the show, but I'm still a working right. performer. So I'm still constantly auditioning and, you know, doing all of that. So it's just, you never know. There's always things, whatever phone call comes next.
Absolutely. In this right. industry, it's always about.
You gotta stay on your grind.
It's network
yes,
and connection.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So which role do you prefer? Do you prefer acting, singing, or modeling?
You know, it's a hard one because people always ask me that, and it's like, you got to have a favorite. Music for me and, like, this performing on stage, I would still say is my favorite, but there's things about all of them that I enjoy, because when you're a performer, even if I'm modeling, you're still kind of in character and you can bring that energy, and I think that's what makes, you know, a model more successful, when she can bring, you know, something other than just standing there and taking a picture. So it's just, I really love all of them, and I'm so thankful that I get to get paid to do this.
You get to walk like the runway.
It does feel like I'm playing, because, you know, it's like, it's something I really enjoy, so it's great that I can do it for a living.
I totally understand you. Now, how did you get into music and singing? Like, do you songwrite as well, or... Is it just...
I do. I also write as well. I mean, I had always, you know, grown up, had been in, like, musical theater and, you know, career and choir and things like that. And then, but I'd always wanted to be a performer. So when I left Alabama and moved to New York, it was, you know, to pursue that. And from there, I had never really started songwriting. But, you know, when you're in the studio and you have ideas, people are like, well, you know, you can actually write. So, I, you know, from there, I just, you know, started, you know, working on my craft and songwriting as well. So it's just a little bit of everything.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So about your fans out there, tell us how we can follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us all that good stuff.
All that good stuff. Everything for me is Africa Miranda, my first and last name. No dots or spaces. That's my Instagram. That's AfricaMiranda.com. That's my Twitter. Path, Tumblr, like, you name it.
Just put it in Africa Miranda. See, we like that. We like that. It's easy.
I try to keep it simple. It's not like it's one name over here and then it's like something over there. So no, I try to keep it simple.
Yeah, make it easy for the fans. It's Africa Miranda everything. Yes. Bingo.
Exactly. Facebook, everything. And also, just to tell your listeners, if people, you know, are in Atlanta and they're listening, the Lipstick Junkies and I have a show on Thursday. So next week, and it's at... It's at Smithsill Bar. You can get tickets at lipstickjunkies.com. $12 advance tickets, $15 an item show. And it's a lot of fun. And this is going to be a great one because we've been performing, you know, for a while. So for people that are just getting to see the show for the first time, it's a scripted show as well. But we're doing one big night of kind of retelling the entire story. So it's a taste of what you got to see on Bravo, but then what we've been doing, you know, since the show stopped filming as well. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, wait.
That's Smithsill Bar.
Smith's Old Bar, that's a good place. I like
that. Yeah, I love that venue. So we're upstairs in the, you know, in that big room, the music room.
Absolutely. And that's for all you lipstick junkies out
right.
there. Smith's Old Station.
What time?
The show, the doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8:30. So for everybody, it's like,
so be there early.
Am I doing any music? Am I performing? Yes, on Thursday.
Okay.
So Lipstick Junkies, get out there and support.
Right. Why you might be in the building for that?
Might have to come up in the building for that.
Right,
one.
Just to check you out.
Yes.
Well,
it'll be good. Some of the cast members will be there, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, definitely. Well, we'd like to thank you so much, Miss Africa Miranda, for joining the show today. You were lovely.
Thank you so much.
And to all our listeners out there, you heard her. You can follow her on everything. She got Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook. Check her out.
Facebook.
Yes. So thank you so much.
It's easy to follow, too.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. So Tuesday night, 10 p.m., Bravo, The New Atlanta. We're coming on right after I Dream of Nene. So keep tuning in. It's getting good.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Africa.
All right, thank you guys.
Have a good day, sweetie.
All right, you too. Bye. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done. It's your girl, the plus size boo, Sajoya, here with loose lips and fashion tips given into you raw and uncut. Check me out, whyyouareradio.com.
Yeah. Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Yeah, baby. Yeah. We run this mother.
Hello, y'all. You know what time it is. It is Loose Lips with Fashion Tips with the plus size Boo Sajoya. And of course, I'm here with my boy JJ.
What's up?
Oh, you know nothing much. Giving this to you raw and uncut, of course. So, into news. The other night, Kanye West and Jimmy Kimmel settled their differences on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Remember, they had the feud that started over the spoof that aired on Jimmy's show, the two ready kids reenacting Kanye's BBC One interview. Kanye wasn't pleased at all when he saw the spoof, which led to a Twitter war between the two. What we ended up finding out was that Kanye and Jimmy are
actually friends.
Friends in real life. And that is why Kanye was so upset. So, which is understandable, right? So during the interview, Kanye expressed how he wants to be respected for making good music and being a genius. I wouldn't give him that much credit, but if he feels he's a genius, then he's a genius. He also talked about how, you know, it's hard trying to be more hands-on in the fashion world because of the color of his skin, because he's a rapper, and the challenges he faced with while trying to do so. For instance, certain uppity folks who wants nothing to do with him or his creative ideas as far as fashion is concerned. He also feels he is, you know, disrespected by the paparazzi on a regular basis and stated that it isn't safe for them in his zoo. And don't ever think for one second that he is not from Chicago. I know how I be when you gotta get, you know, sometimes I gotta get real Richmond, so I totally
you just gotta get it off, you know? Your chest, huh?
Right. So, and then also on to other news, Floyd Mayweather, his house was robbed for $10,000.
It's nothing to him, though.
I mean, it's something when somebody take it.
Yep.
His house is robbed for $10,000 in cash, 8 Rolex watches, and other expensive items. And allegedly, his ex-girlfriend, Princess Love, orchestrated the whole robbery.
Wow.
Yeah. So, with that being said, there you have it. Loose Lips with Fashion Tips with the plus size Boosie Joya on YLRadio.com.
The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
Let it hit him.
I am the greatest.
You dig it?
Frequencies flowing through all sorts of devices. Strokes will flow about the lives of the lifeless. No advisory stickers, cause this here is priceless. From which phone is the best to whose flow is the nicest. The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
The FCC's not ready for me. No more hiding behind the lies. I'm here to speak the unspoken truths. The revolution will be televised. Apathetic and unapologetic, the revolution will be televised. From flea market bootlegs to NASA technology, the revolution will be televised. Covering hot topics from the hood to top pop shit, the revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
You dig it, diggers?
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
The revolution will be televised.
You are locked in to WATB 1420 AM Atlanta, Georgia. You're listening to the wildest crew on the dial and on the internet. We are YULradio.com. With me is my homeboy, my brother from another mother, JJ himself. What's going on?
Oh, chillin'. Great guest. We're about to interview. I'm excited.
Why are you excited, JJ? Tell me why.
She is a life coach.
Uh-oh.
And she's about to coach me up.
What? She's about to coach you up?
She told me. She told me she's going to coach me up.
So this is like this is an extension of getting prayed up. Now you're getting coached up.
Getting coached up.
Wow. JJ, I got to pound you for that, man. I like that you looking into yourself, brother, and you want to get your life right. I like that. You want to take it to the next level, don't you?
Take it to the next level. As we were just talking about, turning up. I don't want to turn up. Turning up to the next level.
To coach up.
To coach up.
And who's going to coach you up? Who's going to take you to the next level?
Right here.
Alexis Leor. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
And can I get an applause, please, for having a young lady in the studio?
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. It is so our pleasure. So, listen, I'm not going to lie to you, okay? I have no real idea of what a life coach is or does. Seriously.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I hear life. I think of a movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. I think coach. I think knockoff bags. Because I haven't seen a real coach probably since my mother bought one. Shout out to the original Claire Huxtable, Wacky D. We call my mama Wacky D. What is a life coach? Please tell me. Educate me right now.
Okay, well, a life coach is similar to an athletic coach. Basically, what we do is we help individuals reach their goals, find their purpose, identify different strategies and methods by which to conquer issues that they have. Life coaches specialize in a host of different things. They specialize in action, initiatives, strategy, goal setting. Some specialize in happiness, some specialize in love and relationships. So it just depends on what the specific coach actually specializes in and what the client wants to work on. But our job is to enhance, empower, and then allow our clients to just be the best people that they can be.
What do you specialize in?
I specialize in career and personal development. So it's a mixture of, in terms of the career, I help individuals who are really looking for their life purpose. Those individuals that really hate their jobs, like you just loathe getting up in the morning, going to work, really identifying what their skill set is and how they want to transition out of what they hate into something that they actually love. So that's the career side. And then the personal side is just helping and coaching individuals on their time management, on goals and initiatives that they want to accomplish, and then organizational skills as well. I help entrepreneurs with that.
Okay. I want someone to organize and help me initiate getting Oprah Winfrey artificially inseminated by me. Excuse me, organically.
Organically.
Yes.
Wow.
Coach him up.
Oprah.
That's
to be
really a coach up opportunity.
The baby mizzles. Is this possible? Is anything impossible?
Nothing is impossible.
Okay. That's what I
just
want.
I had to take a deep breath.
Okay.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
However, it will require an extreme strategy.
Okay.
With a lot of points.
Okay.
A lot of short-term goals to initiate that long-term goal. But she's into life coaching. She does have a lot of life coaches on her show, and she does believe in the power of it. So anything is definitely possible. So we'll see if we can start putting together a strategy for
that.
I could do that.
How did you get started life coaching? What inspired you to do that?
Well, really what inspired me and started me on my journey was the fact that I actually really hated my job. I didn't like what I was doing necessarily when I graduated from college, and I started just trying to find my purpose, really trying to figure it out. And so as I did that, and I actually became a client of a life coach.
Okay.
And I really saw how it was working in my life. And then I was like, you know what? I have to help other people do this. So after I wrote my book, I wanted to finish writing my book, which is called Free. Once I finished writing that, I decided, you know what? I want to take that step and that leap into life coaching for myself.
So you were a client at first.
Absolutely.
You sought after some life help.
Absolutely. Yep.
And this person obviously did wonders for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, completely changed my whole thought process. What I wanted to do, what I thought I wanted to do was something I enjoyed in terms of fashion. I loved it, but it wasn't my purpose. So I had to really find my purpose. And I was definitely helped in doing that. So it's good.
How do you go about finding, like me, I really wanted to do what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
How would you take someone that comes into you and says, I have no clue what I want to do? What are your techniques to get that person to go in the right direction?
Well, actually, that's what I wrote my first book about. Free is a manual to finding your purpose, and it stands for Finally Release to Experience Expansion. And basically what I do is I walk my clients through their past experiences, what they have actually done so far in their life, what they grew up loving to do. Like, say, for instance, you love sports, and I'm quite sure you just didn't start your sports obsession when you were adult. You started that when you were
young,
yeah,
toddler.
Exactly. Right. You were a kid enjoying sports. So most of the time, things that you're actually interested in and you're passionate about, you start them at a very, very early age. So I really do a lot of in-depth study with my clients and questions and fact-finding about what they love to do and how their life has been crafted. And it always seems to, it's amazing to me how that whatever their passion is, they've done it their whole lives and they really don't even realize that they've done it.
Wow.
So that's really where we start. And then also negative experiences too. A lot of people have experiences that they look at as really traumatic or negative, mm-hmm. but they, all lessons, I believe that all of your experiences, negative or positive, have a lesson. And a lot of people actually go into find their purpose based on something negative or traumatic that happened to them. So we get into that as well. And that's how we help to identify what the purpose is.
Wow. That's deep. Real quick. You know what? Speaking of real quick, we have to come back because I see that you have a lot more information for us. We're getting ready to take a break, pay a couple bills, yulradio.com. See you right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Janelle, Get Bodied by Jay. And when I'm not in the gym working out, I am listening to YUL Radio with Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He is definitely keeping the ladies happy.
I remember being young and tough, but I knew what I needed. Spending all my nights and days, lay back, lay dreaming. Look at me, I'm a big girl now. Said I'm gonna do something. Told the world I would paint this town. Now bitches, I run this. Cause I put it.
WATV 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
Yeah.
are back, and we're here with life coach Alexis Leoy. And now let's get into what it means once you find that passion.
Okay. Just being happy is, to me, one of the most important things that can happen to you in your life, because all of your life, basically, I feel like happiness is foundational, and happiness infiltrates every part of your life. It infiltrates your spirit, your mind, your body, because if you're not happy, it affects every other part of your body, and it also affects the energy that you put out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that being the case, you really have to be happy. That's a value that you just can't afford to live without. And even if that happiness or that passion is something that you have to do part-time or in your leisure time until you can make it a profession, then that's something that you need to make an intentional effort to do. Because a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time to do my passion, or oh, I don't have time to do what I feel like I really love to do, or they make excuses. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. But is at the end of the day, I ask my clients all the time, is your happiness worth it? And then once you make your happiness a priority, it changes everything.
Would you say time management is a big key to finding happiness?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I coach a lot of my clients on time management and organization. I found that in their entrepreneurial endeavors, because a lot of my clients are business owners, that they spend so much time working, they don't balance their time out for leisure. But if they manage their time effectively, they actually have more time. And then properly delegating to their employees or to individuals that are helping them, it actually creates more time for them to do what they love to do.
My biggest problem, right, is whenever I'm approaching a new project or something, or wanting something, I don't know if it's fear. I doubt it's fear, but sometimes it's this weird procrastination that I can't label. Like,
okay.
I have no idea where it comes from. I have no idea why I'm allowing it. And then this is what happens. When it comes to the 11th hour, it all goes away, and I just go crazy at the last minute, and it comes out, but it's just like, how come I can't do that just at the top of it and then cruise? Like, do you have any suggestions for that? I mean, I'm not being billed right now, am I?
If I am, I'm going to send you a bill in the mail.
You send me a bill.
Yeah.
Make sure you
What's your address?
To Harmony. Info at YULradio.com.
I'll PayPal you.
No, you'll PayPal.
She takes care of us.
Company, because this is a company expense, and they're going to write this off. So let's go.
It's for all well-being.
Yeah, this is for your well-being.
I got to come to work.
You do.
Hashtag well-being.
Let's make it happen.
That's a good well-being. Well, actually, to be honest, I have a personal testimony about procrastination, because I was the exact same way.
Okay.
And procrastination is fueled by a couple of things. It's fueled by fear, number one, which you don't think it is, but it's also fueled by energy to get things done at the very last minute. So it could be some adrenaline or some energy that's coming from that's inspiring you to do it, because you know it's going to turn out okay at the end. So what you do is you wait to the 11th hour to do it, and you actually like that rush of doing things in a hurry and doing things fast, and you feel like, you know what, I'm just doing this on the fly and I'm going to get it done. So that way you don't necessarily put the time and effort into planning that you could, because you like that rush at the end of the day.
You blew my mind.
It's your energy. But you can still channel that energy to do things, break them down into smaller steps. Like if you just do a little bit of preparation on the front end, you can still rush on the back end if you want and still get that rush that you need, but you're still planning a little bit throughout the process. I just think you like that rush energy, because I was the same way. Like, oh, I have time to do this.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's a matter of either being scared to do it or not knowing what to do, or just like in the last minute adrenaline rush of getting it done quickly.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's probably the rush of it, because it's always like, yeah, like what I just said about Zion, his art. Yeah, I did that in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? What is old light-skinned eyes having stuff? That was a term that we deemed from another guest. You know what I mean?
Light-skinned eyes.
He's got light-skinned eyes. I didn't even hear about
I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, I didn't know
either. Wow.
He's got them, though.
Light-skinned eyes.
He's got light-skinned eyes. Zion, the archangel of light-skinnery.
Light-skinnery. That's
hashtag
a new one.
Light-skinnery.
Light-skinnery.
It's coming alive, though.
It's coming.
It is. So, it's very innovative.
What you're saying right now is just absolutely mind-boggling. You open up your mind to seeing things the way you see it.
Yeah,
it's like
different.
Wow, you know, because I am a procrastinator.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna lie. I like the act of
Oh, my gosh, you got 20 minutes. Right. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm right, trying to get it done yet.
What are we talking about, JJ? Huh? You said you boom, 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 and you got it in 20 minutes? What are we
talking about? You know what I'm saying?
What's happening
like,
in this
your mind just like, totally went happened, out the building and around the corner.
And then it's boom, boom, boom.
And this boom, 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 boom. It's getting prepared for whatever needs to happen.
Oh.
That's how that boom, boom, boom is.
Boom, well, okay.
Boom, boom. Like 20 minutes, I got to get it done.
Okay.
That's just how I was. In college, studying for tests, you know, I was a procrastinator. Last second, boom, 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 and go in there and still fail.
What kind of nader was you? You said procrastinator?
Oh, I'm a procrastinator.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, procrastination is big. It's actually in the psychology field, they have coined it as a disorder a little bit. But
really?
That's chronic. It's chronic procrastination, though. Like, if you just procrastinate every once and again, okay, you're good. But there is chronic procrastination in the psychology world. Yeah.
But then there's like, you know, like, seriously, like, this job, I love the high stress that I have. Like, yo, we got to get this done. We got to do this. You know, like, I get a lot of emails and you have to make sure that everything is in order. But then I have bad stress, like child support. And,
that could be heavy.
Yeah, man. Them payments is... That's definitely negative stress. So, can I hire you to come up with a plan to eliminate the people I pay to? I mean,
you need to hire a hitman for that. I can't get with you on that.
You can't help me out on that?
Nah, not on that.
Ooh, this life coach. Nah. I want you to end some life, coach.
No.
No, mm-mm. Not going
to
help me out.
You got to go to the hood for that.
Yes. Where can we find you on Twitter, Facebook, your website, and talk about where they can find the book? Where can they find all this?
Absolutely. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Alexis Lior, on Facebook at Alexis Lior, The Free Life with Alexis Lior. I'm there on Facebook as well. I have a website, www.alexislior.com. That's AlexisLior.com. And Instagram, Alexis Lior. Everything is Alexis Lior.
Okay.
So I'm not difficult to find. And if you want to send me an email, you have questions, you can email me at IamAlexisLior@gmail.com or info@AlexisLior.com. Either one of those emails come directly to me.
Awesome.
Coached up. Hashtag coached up.
I'm going to do that.
We're doing this.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Hashtag coached up just happened here.
Yeah, it did.
By JJ.
Yeah.
JJ is the author.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I will be using that.
Go ahead. No, feel that's free. That's awesome.
Good. That's, you guys are like so, like, wow. This is funny.
Well, it's great. You blow my mind today a little bit.
You're listening to YULRadio.com. Check us out on the web. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, and Facebook, YULRadio.com. Stay tuned.
Hey, hey, it's Miss Nise with Love 24/7, the movement. Not talking about the booed up love, but the power of love. Stay tuned so I can tell you all about it.
Hey, hey, it's Miss Nise with the Love 24/7 Movement of the Day. My topic at hand is giving in love. Most of us have heard the saying, to whom much is given, more is required, or as Notorious B.I.G. would say, more money, more problems. However, I don't feel that it's solely relating to just money, but our gifts, talents, time, and energy as well. Although it may seem easier to express less effort, when it comes down to giving, more is definitely most beneficial. Many may say, well, I don't have that issue because I look out for mine. But it is written, what profit is there in just making sure your own are straight? Even the wicked does that. Who knows any hero recognized for helping their own family? More than likely no one, because that's already what's expected. The primary goal of keeping our own house in order is ensured with our love and giving. Not by force or pressure, but by truth and compassion towards others, we reap the greatest of life's reward. Through love, we'll get there. Today's scripture reference is Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. Thank you for listening. God bless till next time. This is Miss Nisi signing out on WATB 1420 AM at YULRadio.com.
This is Kay Morrison, and when I'm not out there modeling, I tune into the Archangel of Radio. He's keeping the ladies happy.
I hate it when you hiss and preach about your new Messiah, cause your theory catch fire. I can't find your silver lining. I don't mean to judge, but when you reach, your speech is tiring. Enough is enough. I'm covering my ears like a kid. When your words mean nothing, I'll go la la la. I'm turning up the volume when you speak, cause if my heart can't stop it, I'll find a way to block it. I'll go la 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 la. Our love is running out of time, but I won't count the hours. Rather be a coward, but our words collide. I'm gonna drown you out before I lose my mind. I can't find your silver lining. I don't mean to judge, but when you read your speech, it's tiring.
This is Alexis Lior. When I'm not life coaching clients to success, I'm listening to YUL Radio, Young Urban Lifestyles, where everybody is somebody.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.